Well, this week for the Here and Now DJ sessions, we are turning our attention to Orlando. And joining us now is Larry Cowden, a.k.a. DJ Brianna, the head DJ at the Parliament House. That's the oldest gay nightclub and resort in Orlando. Larry Cowden, thank you so much for joining us, and especially under these circumstances. We're so sorry for all the things that you've had to go through in the last several days.
Thank you.
Well, and before we get to some of the music that you've been playing, tell us what it's been like for you.
It's really hard to talk about, but I lost a lot of, these were some of my kids. I call them my kids because they were my regulars on my dance floor at the club. We're very close with everybody over at Pulse, such as Barbara, the owner, Axel, Roxy, a bunch of the entertainers from Pulse. We're all family here. And seeing everything that happened, it's been a big emotional drain on all of us.
When did you first hear that something had happened there?
My phone started blowing up about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning Sunday.
Several hours after the attack had started.
Yeah. I had my phone turned down a little bit, and it actually woke me up with the continuing noises from the phone.
And then, of course, you heard what did happen. And the next night, the very next night, a lot of people turned out to the Parliament House.
A lot of us came together. We decided to go ahead and have a vigil with our entertainment director, Darcel Stevens, and the owners, Don and Susan. Many came out to show support and love for each other, trying to hold strong. The man behind Darcel did an amazing speech. There was many press there, many friends, many new faces, many old faces. And as Darcel had said, if Parliament House goes dark, Orlando goes dark, We need not to close the doors. We need to leave these doors open for our family.
Well, let's get to some of the music that you have been playing or are planning to play for your family there in Orlando, the broader family. And this is the first one. This is Inaya Day, You Are My Family, the Toy Armada DJ Grind mix. Here it is.
Listen, I'm reaching out.
Just takes on a whole new meaning listening to it this way.
Yep. Anaya is actually a really good friend of mine. She's a really good friend to the community. And I mentioned this to her yesterday before coming, up here today. And she's very touched by this, very touched that I chose this song.
What does it feel like to play music like that right now for you? Does it make you feel better to listen to it?
It makes me feel like I'm able to show strength and keep all of us together. Because we are family. They are my family.
Do people dance when you put that on right now?
Well, I'll be honest with you. This past Sunday night, after the service, many people went home. I know many people are scared to come out because of everything that had happened. And every song that I played Sunday night was nothing but positive energy, including Anaya.
Well, let's hear another one that you brought us today. This is Andra Day. This is Rise Up, the Barry Harris mix. Why'd you pick this song?
I'm very good friends with producer Barry Harris, formerly of Thunderpuss. This song has many, many meanings behind this. And I did see that Sunday During Andra's performance, she dedicated her performance and this song to all of us here in Orlando. Hmm. The meaning Rise Up, we have to rise up after this. We cannot let terrorism take us down. We cannot let these people bring us down. We have got to rise up.
When you say there are many meanings behind it, what are some of the other ones?
Discrimination, whether it be race, sexual orientation, creed, anything. There's many discriminating reasons behind it. You can see her first meaning of this, and as she stated on Sunday, gives a new meaning to rise up with everything that happened here in Orlando.
Another one of the songs that you brought us is one that many people already know and has, in fact, already been associated with gay people in the past. This is Lady Gaga, Born This Way. Even before the attack in Orlando, this was kind of a anthem for the gay community.
Exactly. And the reason I chose Lady Gaga on this one, because most of them that were affected that were at Pulse Nightclub, most of them were younger generation. The average ages were anywhere from 18 to 30. If this had happened a long time ago, I would have probably chosen Madonna's Express Yourself, which these two songs have been compared a lot in many ways. I needed to choose something that was very familiar to the LGBT community.
Do you think that there is a big difference between those younger people who are coming in now and people who may have come in 20 years ago in terms of how they view that space, a gay club, how they view the sort of safety of that space for them?
They go in there, they feel secure nowadays. In the past, it took a long time for us to build up the strength and security. I do feel that all nightclubs, every nightclub, I don't care what properties it's on, it could be on a theme park property, everybody needs to enhance security in nightclubs. It's unfortunate. But back on the younger kids today, they feel secure because some of us that are in the older generation made them feel secure.
And now, of course, there's a new level of insecurity because of what just happened.
Exactly. They need visual assurance that they're going to be safe going into any nightclub now. They need to physically see that they're going to be safe.
There is one last song that you wanted us to hear. This is Heather Small with Proud. What have you done today? I imagine that for the first time today, a lot of people listening to this kind of music are in tears or very emotional because of the new meaning that it has taken on for them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I chose Proud because I'm a proud gay man in this community, and I'm going to do my best and try and help people hold it together. Trying to hold myself together right now.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, they said a man's best friend is duct tape, and I probably have about 20 rolls laying around ready to be used.
Well, your club is going to be hosting a benefit concert later this month for the families of the victims and the survivors of the attack. What are you hoping to do there, and what do you think they need most right now?
Well, all of us at the Parliament House are coming together to try and get some of the biggest and best entertainment to come in to help raise money for the families and victims of Pulse. we're hoping that we can keep the community together and keep them strong. We're going to do our best.
Well, Larry Cowden, a.k.a. DJ Brianna, at the Parliament House in Orlando, thank you so much for what you've brought us today and what you're doing for the families, and we really appreciate it and hope that you've got what you need to get through this very difficult time.
Like I said, that duct tape is sitting in my car. It's waiting. It's waiting for me.
Yeah, so do it today, yeah, because I can see you. Make you feel proud.